I want to take this opportunity to welcome everyone to our Children's Day. This morning it's good to see so many gathered in. We especially welcome those who are visiting with us. We're going to leave the rest of the welcome to Holly Rainey, who's going to come and sing for us now. And we pray the Lord will bless us this morning and speak to us even through the boys and girls. Thank Holly for ministering to us in song, and we pray the Lord will answer that prayer and bless us as we listen to the children. We're going to join together in our opening hymn of praise in our hymn book, number 700 in the hymn book. Around the throne of God in heaven, thousands of children stand, children whose sins are all forgiven, a holy, happy band singing glory, glory, glory. And let's really raise the singing this morning, really sing to the praise of the Lord. 700. Just before we start our program, we're going to commit our service to the Lord in prayer. We'd ask each one, bow your head, close your eyes, and we'll seek the face of God for this meeting today. Our loving God, our gracious, eternal Heavenly Father, we do thank Thee and praise Thee for the privilege of gathering in Thy house today on this Thy day. We thank Thee, Lord, for the opportunity to come and worship Thee even in song. We thank You, Lord, we've been singing about heaven and the reason people are standing there because of the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank You, Lord, we've been reminded even in our worship that children can be saved and children can praise and magnify the Lord. And Lord, that's our heart's desire for the children gathered before us today, that they would be saved while young in life and that through their lives they would bring glory and honor to the Savior. We pray, O Lord, that You'll bless each child here today, each young person. Pray, O Lord, what has been taught to them in their Sunday school, Lord, will go deep into the heart, Lord, and be a means of bringing them on to the Savior. Pray, Lord, for those who are saved, that You'll keep them going on with Thyself. Thank You, Lord, for those You've already claimed as Thine own. We pray, Lord, today that the last one will be brought into the fold of God. Thank You for Sabbath school. Thank You for Sunday school teachers. Thank You, Lord, for superintendent. We praise You, Lord, that You've given these people to work among the children of this community. We pray, Lord, they'll see their heart's desire, the children won for Christ. Bless them today, Lord. Take away all fear to stand before such a congregation, Lord, and just help them to bring glory and honor to Thy name, even through their lips. We pray, Lord, that You'll bless this service. Speak to hearts today. Speak to each one gathered in Thy house. May they hear the voice of the Lord speaking to them personally. We pray for a servant, the Reverend Stripp. Lord, bless him as he would stand before this people. And Lord, I pray You'll use him for Thy glory. Lord, we just ask You that You'll cover this place in the precious blood. And may everything done here bring glory to the name of the Savior. We ask in Jesus' name.
We thank You for joining with us today, and you'll find out the theme of our worship today and the theme of our service is the Word of God. As from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation. And the instruction given to every parent is, train up a child in the way he shall go, and when he's old he shall not depart from it. And so therefore the theme is the Word. And we try to include as many boys and girls as we possibly can to recite and also to minister in song. So we're going to ask Abigail and Lydia and Anna to come, and they're going to recite God's Word, which is part of, that they have learned from the new curriculum that our denomination has, the Word of the Lord. And so I'll ask our Abigail and Lydia and Anna to come and recite to us God's Word.
God's Word says in Luke chapter 4, verse 4, and Jesus answered him, saying, it is written, that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God.
God's Word says in John chapter 1, verse 1 to 14, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men, and the light shineth on the darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of that light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of the blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, and the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth.
Thank you much, very much indeed, and certainly it's good to have a great memory. Some, as you get older, you say, where did I leave that? Well, certainly the Word of God is good to implant it in the heart and the Word of God abideth forever. Now we're going to have some choruses together, and the boys and girls are going to sing some beautiful choruses at this time. I'm sure that takes many back to memories when they have learning those choruses as boys and girls in the Sunday school and children's meetings away back over the years. And now we're going to have a recitation. We're going to call upon Rhys Campbell, and he's going to recite to us concerning Elijah. And certainly this is an important recitation, because children have been learning about different characters in the Bible. They've been learning about Daniel, they've been learning about Paul, they've been learning about Joseph. And the Lord has laid in the hearts of the folks concerning Elijah. And of course, we've been preaching upon that. I'm not sure where you're going to preach this morning upon that there, Rhys. But nevertheless, let's hear your recitation.
Elijah. Elijah, Elijah, God said with a smile, there will be no dew or rain for a while. But trust in me, it says in my book, go hide thyself by Cherethy Brook. Elijah then did as God had said, not like Jonah who had first disobeyed. It's not yet known how long there he spent, but while he was there, God kept him content. The ravens worked hard at God's great command to feed the dear prophet and work out God's plan. The bread and the flesh they brought in their beaks to keep him alive for weeks and for weeks. But one day he noticed the brook had dried up, so he couldn't get water, not even a sup. So he prayed to his Savior, "Lord, what will I do? Do you think the Lord will carry him through? Dear friends, the Lord did carry him through. What would have happened if that had been you?" See, Elijah had faith in his Father above, so accept now his mercy, his goodness and love.
Amen. It's so important that we trust the Lord in that same way, even when circumstances, even when the brook dries up, I will rejoice in the Lord and rejoice always in the Lord God. And now they're going to have the singing of a song simply entitled, and it is a junior group, The Song of Elijah. Let's have the junior group as quickly as possible, please. Thank you very much indeed, and thank God. Old Elijah was a prophet serving God so faithfully, and while his life on earth was over, God took him, as we shall see. And thank God for the power and the spirit of Elijah, and then that spirit of Elijah, as Elisha said, and cried unto God, and wanted the double portion, and God answered that prayer as well. And we thank the boys and girls for faithfully ministering to our hearts, even through the singing of that beautiful peace. I want you to get your Bibles now, because we're coming to the Word of God, and that's so important, as we say, the Word central, and turning to Proverbs chapter 3. So get your Bibles open. We're delighted that Jack Brown is going to read to us from the Word of God. That is Proverbs chapter 3. Jack, thank you.
Our reading is taken from Proverbs chapter 3, verses 1 to 12. My son, forget not thy law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Let not mercy nor truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thine heart. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lead not on to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord, and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. Honour the Lord with all thy substance, and with the first fruits of all thine increase. So shalt thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wines. My son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, neither be weary of his correction. For whom the Lord loveth, he correcteth, even as a father the son in whom he delighteth. Amen.
Thank you very much, Jack, for the reading of God's precious and God's holy word. Now we're going to have a young ladies group, and they're going to sing about the Savior. And of course, the scriptures brings us to the Savior. We're going to ask Lucy and Charlene and Ellen and Mia and Ella and Holly and Emily. And they're going to sing about no one other than the Lord Jesus Christ. And of course, the Word of God says, if I be lifted up, lifting up the Lord Jesus will draw all men and women, boys and girls, unto me. I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. And the young class that we're going to hear from, they have learned about the I Ams of John's Gospel as part of the new curriculum. And therefore, I'm going to call upon Michael, if they just make their way over as quick as possible. Michael and Scott and Josiah and Aaron and Hannah and Chloe and Evan. And they're going to take part, and they're going to, the I Am sayings of the Lord Jesus Christ in John's Gospel.
The I Am sayings of the Lord Jesus Christ in John's Gospel. I am the bread. John chapter 6, verse 35 to 37. Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. But I said unto you, that ye also have seen me, and believe not. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out.
I am the light, John chapter 8, verse 12. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life.
I am the door, John chapter 10, verse 7 to 9. Then said Jesus unto them again, Verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me were thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door, by me if any man enter in, shall be saved, and go in and out and find pasture.
I am the good shepherd, John chapter 10, verse 14 and 15. I am the good shepherd, and know my sheep, and am known of mine. As the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep.
I am the way, the truth, John chapter 14, verse 6. Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me.
I am the true vine, John chapter 15, verse 5. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me ye can do nothing.
I am the resurrection and the life, John chapter 11, verses 25 to 27. And Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? And she said unto him, Yea, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which should come into the world.
Once again, you see that we're instilling in the hearts of the young people the Word of God, which is so important, which will go with them every step of the journey of their lives. And now we're going to have a trio, and they're going to sing for us, I Am the Way, and that's Leah and Lucy and Julie.
Since all have gone astray, to light
wonderful is that verse that reminds us that no man, doesn't matter who you are, doesn't matter where you're from, matter what part of the world, no man, no woman, boy or girl cometh unto the Father but by the Lord Jesus Christ. There is no two ways of salvation. Jesus Christ is the only way. He is the truth. He is the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Now we're going to have a piano solo at this time, and we're going to call upon Rochelle to play for us. And if you would like to open your hymn books, you can follow, there's a little hymn that she's playing, 268, and you can just follow it there as she plays for us the words of this lovely, it's a different arrangement, however, of that beautiful hymn. I heard the voice of Jesus say, come unto me and rest. And you can think of the words just as Rochelle is playing for us this beautiful piece. Rochelle. To have the collection speech, but before you go for your handbags, just hold on a wee second, ladies, before you get to your wallets, men, just hold on a minute. We're going to have the collection speech. Jonathan Brown is going to bring us the collection speech at this time.
The clock of time seems to go so fast, and it's Children's Day once more. July has come, half the year has gone, and autumn's at the door. But let us enjoy each moment that the Lord has ordained to give. Don't waste our time on frivolous things, but for Jesus Christ let's live. Now Children's Day at Calvary Free is important every year, and the people of the congregation are waiting for to hear. The boys and girls upon the hill lift up their hearts in praise to the Saviour that we worship and our voices gladly raise. When Mr. and Mrs. Campbell say that the practices must start, they expect us all to rally round and readily play our part. We dare not give excuses, for that just will not win. The heart of our superintendent to refuse would be a sin. I trust you will enjoy our songs of worship to our King. Listen to our recitations, to your heart they'll surely bring. a word in season, a note of joy, for the message is from him who by his blood on Calvary can cleanse the heart from sin. The girls and boys of our Sabbath school always do their very best to practice hard, to remember the words, so that you will be richly blessed. We look so bright and pretty. I am sure you all agree. We are sitting like little angels, and we're all from Calvary Free. I want to thank our parents, who help us in many ways. They love us, feed us, and keep us warm throughout the passing days. But most of all, I thank them for sending us to the hill to faithfully hear the word of God. That really is a thrill. For the teachers of our Sunday school are saved by God's good grace, and every Sunday morning they are sure to take their place. Around God's word we gather and hear of God's own Son, who on the cross of Calvary a mighty victory has won. Now I've got a job of work to do in this collection speech, to appeal for a bumper collection and into your pockets reach. A silent collection is always the best, so get ready to make a start. Just empty your wallets into the plate and give it from the heart. Now boys, get ready to lift the dough, for the people are full of glee. Smile sweetly and pass the plates down the line. Don't miss anyone you see. The Lord loves a cheerful giver, and of that there is no doubt. When the treasurer finally counts it all, I want him to give a shout. Oh, Dr. McRae and Reverend McKee, it's more than ever before. For the money was bundling over the plates, we couldn't ask for more. Now that's what I want from you, my friends, as I make this humble plea. I know you will give to the work of the Lord to help little ones like me. Before I sit down, let me thank you all for coming to church today. As you travel home, may the Lord be your guide, and for this I humbly pray, that if you're unsaved, may this be the time when you will receive the Lord and know his forgiveness and pardon from sin and lean upon his holy word.
Thank you very much indeed, Jonathan. Now we're going to sing together the words of a lovely hymn, 687. 687. Let's worship God and let's give unto the Lord. There is a friend for little children above the bright blue sky. That is 687. We'll keep our seats. Our offering will be received at this time.
Amen.
Now we come to the concluding part of our efforts by the boys and girls this morning, and they're doing scripture verses which the children have learned, taken from the scriptures. And we're going to call upon Sophie. Let's just have you immediately, Sophie, and then Charlie, and Alex, and Epi, and Matthew, and Natalie, and Emma, and Adam, and Elsie, and Luke. I think that's everyone. Just let's have you as you make your way forward now. And the scripture verses, and this is important that little boys and girls have been learning the scriptures of holy truth.
The Bible says in Galatians chapter 3, verse 6, "Even as Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness." The Bible says in John chapter 1, verse 29, "The next day John saw Jesus coming unto him and said, Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world."
The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 1 verse 20, "For all the promises in God and him are yea and in him, amen, unto the glory of God by us."
The Bible says in Lamentations chapter 3 verse 22 and 23, "It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They're new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness."
The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, "But without faith is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him."
The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 1 verse 7, "In whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace."
The Bible says in 1 John chapter 1 verse 7, "But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ his Son cleanses us from all sin."
The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 18 verse 24, "A man of friends must show himself friendly, and there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother."
The Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 23, "Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God which liveth and abideth forever."
The Bible says in Acts chapter 2 verse 21, "And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved."
That was good recitation of the precious word of God, instilling it in the hearts and minds of the boys and girls. And now we're going to have some choruses together, and the boys and girls are going to sing for us some more of their choruses. So let's have you, boys and girls. very much indeed in bringing us back to none other than the Lord Jesus Christ himself. Now, in the early and the morning services, our Brother McKee has been bringing to us in the congregation, speaking about the scriptures, the different sections of the individual books of the Bible. And he's been taking us through those books in our morning meetings. And three young lads are going to, well, they've worked very hard to learn just things about the Bible. And we're going to ask them to come now, and they're going to speak to us, the books of the Bible. And we have some together, not only some of the young men, but we have Susanna, Sonny, Alex, Joshua, and Alison. These are facts about the Bible that you need to know.
The books of the Bible. The Bible is a unique book. It is a composite library of 66 books, of which 39 comprise the Old Testament and 27 the New Testament. The Bible is inspired, authoritative, and entirely trustworthy. The Bible says in Psalm 119, verse 160, "Thy word is true from the beginning, and every one of thy righteous judgments endureth forever." The Old Testament may be divided into four sections: the Pentateuch, Genesis to Deuteronomy; the historical books, Joshua to Job; the poetical books, Psalms to Song of Solomon; the prophetical books, Isaiah to Malachi. Boys, the books of the Old Testament.
Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, Joshua, Judges, Ruth, 1 and 2 Samuel, 1 and 2 Kings, 1 and 2 Chronicles, Ezra, Nehemiah, Esther, Job, Psalms, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, Song of Solomon, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Lamentations, Ezekiel, Daniel, Hosea, Joel, Amos, Obadiah, Jonah, Micah, Nahum, Habakkuk, Zephaniah, Haggai, Zechariah, Malachi.
In the New Testament, the historical books are Matthew to Acts, the doctrinal books are Romans to Jude, and the great book of prophecy is the book of the Revelation. Boys, the books of the New Testament.
Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Romans, 1 and 2 Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, 1 and 2 Thessalonians, 1 and 2 Timothy, Titus, Philemon, Hebrews, James, 1 and 2 Peter, 1 and 2 3 John, Jude, Revelation.
In the 66 books, there is everything we need to know about ourselves, sin, death, heaven, hell, about God and his nature, about Christ and his love, and about redemption. The revelation in the Bible is complete. One message runs right through the Bible: the message of God's great love for sinful humanity, of the gift of his Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, of his provision of salvation, and his righteous claims perfectly satisfied at Calvary. The Bible is a wonderful book. Tell me, did you read your Bible today?
Amen. That certainly was good teaching, good introduction, and good memory, boys. That certainly was certainly very, very good. Let us just sing a couple of verses of a hymn just to change the position before God's word is brought. 704. 704. And we'll sing two verses only. If I come to Jesus, he will make me glad. He will give me pleasure when my heart is sad. We'll sing verses 1 and 2 of 704. Let's sing the words of this hymn together.
He will give.
You may be seated. Our brother Strip is going to bring us God's precious word.
To an introduction to our story. Now, no two guesses what this may be, and we have brought a few other things with us just so. Let me just see what we have here behind the pulpit. And this isn't a pencil case, okay? It's not a pencil case. Let's see what we've got in this. Oh, yep, we have some interesting things in this. Now, let's see, what else do we have behind here? We don't have any health and safety executives here, do we, today? Is there one up the back there? Well, I have brought some items which are used with regards to this target. Now, some of the little ones, does anyone want to guess what this is down at the back? The wee boy with the waistcoat. A bow. Yes, it's a bow. It's a horse bow. It's a children's horse bow. And it's used for archery. Now, I'll just set that there. Now, I wonder, what do you think you shoot out of bows? Yes, boy, arrows. Yes. So let's see what we've got in here. Oh, there's something in here, if I can get it. That doesn't look... Joshua, have you been in this? That's a stick. No, that's no use. That's something else we have. Oh, here's something here. We have an arrow. Now, I need somewhere to put this. So, I'm going to just see what else is here. And archers put their arrows in quivers. So I'm just going to put this on because I don't want to be running about with this arrow and then end up having to leave early and go to the hospital. So I was going to ask, does anyone want to go at this? Did I see your hand up, Mr. Johnson? Well, due to health and safety reasons, we might not try it just this morning. But this is set up for little folk, maybe about 5 or 6 years of age, and they will use one of these little bows and use the arrow and shoot it at a target, something like this. Now, I think I have another bow. I'll just put this in here nice and safely. Now, this bow here is slightly different. This is called a horse bow, okay, and this bow here is called a recurve bow. It's called a recurve bow, well, because it recurves at the end, and that gives the bow a wee bit more power. Now, again, this is a child's bow. It would be for children, well, probably around about 10 or 11 or so, or just a wee bit younger, and there are some arrows here. I think I have for this as well. But again, we'll not be shooting any just this morning. And we have, let's see. Oh, yes, there's one there. I better put this in my quiver. Because again, I don't want to stab myself. And I have another arrow. This is quite a special arrow. This is called a war bow arrow. Now, you wouldn't shoot it out of a bow such as this. This is a recurve, but this arrow is for what they call a longbow. It's a longbow arrow. And If you maybe remember your history, boys and girls, in the Battle of Agincourt, many years ago in 1415, you will remember in your school history that there was a great battle fought between the English and the French, and that battle was won by archery. It was won by the weapons of the longbow, and this would have been an example of the arrow that would have been shot from a longbow at the Battle of Agincourt. So this is classed as a war bow arrow. It's very, very strong. It has to be very strong because of the bow that shoots it. It's a very hard bow to pull. Now, I can remember being at an archery course in England, and there was a man that had a war bow, a long bow, and he said to me, because he was very polite, and he says, "Would you like to try to pull the long bow?" Well, I wasn't stupid. I knew that it's pretty hard to pull. So you give it to me, and I got it, and he was watching me, and I pulled it for all of my might. And I think, boys and girls, I think I managed to pull it about that far. I wasn't able to pull it away back there. This man that was pulling this bow was a very large man and had very large arms. War bows are very hard to pull, and it is said that those soldiers that pulled those bows would have been pulling maybe 90, 100, maybe even more than 100 pounds of pressure, which is quite considerable. So this is a war bow arrow. Now, whenever the soldiers were practicing for battles and events, competitions, what was interesting was that they were, from a very, very early age, they were brought up practicing archery. From a very early age. Whenever we're talking about an early age, we're talking really around about 3-4 years old, and the 3- and 4-year-old children would have been brought into the English villages, and that they would have been taught to shoot with the bow and the arrow. And this is how the English had a great many troops ready and for war and for battle, because the young people, the little children, just like you, a few rows at the back, you would have had your own little bow, you would have had your arrows, and you would have been out practicing every day. After you would have done your ABCs, you would have been out practicing your shooting skills out the back of the house. Now, together with that, as you grew up, you would have took part in competitions. Of course, competitions, well, everybody loves competitions. And the little children would have went into competitions, and they would have taken part in competitions to see who was better than the other. Now, what's interesting is that in those days, those people taking part in competitions, they didn't have binoculars. Archers these days, they're very high tech, and they have what they call spotting scopes, and they have binoculars. And whenever they shoot at the target, you might see it at the Olympics, the archer looking into a spotting scope so he can see how he shot at the target. Well, back in those days, in times of old, they didn't have binoculars. So whenever they were taking part in competitions, and they were shooting at maybe 30 metres, 70 metres, maybe 90, over 90 metres, they were practicing for these competitions, and they would have been practicing. But the problem was, because they didn't have binoculars, how did they know if they hit the target or not? Well, they didn't. So what took place was, there was one individual that would have been positioned not too close to the target, lest the archer missed the target, but he would have been positioned near the target, and whenever the archer shot his arrow and it went over to the target, if it missed the target, the word that would be called out would be sin. Sin. Isn't that very interesting? That whenever the archer, he took his bow And he drew it back, he put his arrow in it, and he drew it back, and he shot it, and the arrow went away 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 meters, and it just fell short. And he missed it. Someone would have been standing by, and they would have shouted the word, "Sin! Sin!" And the archer then would have realized that he had missed the target. He had tried his best, he had aimed, he had practiced, but yet he had missed the target. The arrow had fallen short. We are told, boys and girls, young people, mums and dads, in the Word of God, in Romans chapter 3 and verse 23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." All have sinned. Now, the classical Greek word for sin means to fall short. It means to miss the target. And there is a close relation also to the word sinned in Romans 3 and 23. So we, as individuals, we have sinned. The Bible tells us we have sinned. We have fallen short, just like the arrow that was shot at a distance and it missed the target. We have fallen short and come short of God's glory. You see, the Bible declares to us, as the young people and the children have been declaring already this morning, that the Bible declares that we are all sinners. We have all sinned and come short. We have fallen short of God's glory. We have missed the mark. We cannot live up to God's law. We have fallen short of His law. We have fallen short of His glory. And boys and girls, young people, mums and dads, grannies and grandas, today we say to you, in this building, in this church this morning, that you have fallen short. If you have not trusted in Jesus Christ as your Savior, then you have fallen short of the mark. You have fallen short of the target. The target to keep God's law perfectly. And each one of us, each individual here today, has fallen short. We have missed the mark. And yet, as we think of the archer and as he fires at the target, I want to bring a particular individual to your attention this morning. And there is one individual who has hit the mark. And that individual who has hit the mark is the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the one that came from heaven's splendor down to this earth. And he lived a perfect life, boys and girls. He lived it perfectly. You and I, we sin on a daily basis, but Jesus Christ lived it perfectly. And he hit the mark. He lived up to God's law. He didn't break it in any way. He lived it perfectly. And through him, we are saved. Through Jesus Christ, through his work on the cross, mums and dads, through his work, we have redemption. We have redemption. Let me ask today, mums and dads, grannies and grandas, are you saved? Have you missed the mark? Yes, of course you have. But let me ask this further question. Are you resting? Are you trusting in the one who has hit the mark? The one who has kept God's law perfectly. The person of the beautiful Lord Jesus Christ. Are you trusting in Him today? Are you resting in Him? I trust today that you are. And realize this, mums and dads, grannies and grandes, those who are visiting today, that outside of Christ, you have missed that mark. You have fallen short of what God demands of you. But there is a Savior, and His name is Jesus Christ. We have the word sin, which is used in archery, stating that there is a falling short, a missing of the target. But there is also another interesting word used in archery, and it's actually still used today with regards to competitions and classes. And the word that is used is fast. F-A-S-T. Fast. And it doesn't mean to go faster. It doesn't mean to shoot your arrows faster. No, it doesn't mean that. What it means is that it's called out by the adjudicator or the judge or the person who is in charge of that particular class. And if something is untoward, if something goes wrong, then you will hear the judge or the adjudicator, the one in charge, shouting, "Fast! Fast!" What does that mean? Well, if a situation comes about that suddenly is dangerous, unexpected, something goes wrong, then this gentleman will shout, "Fast!" And what the archer then does is, if he has the arrow in his bow and he's about to shoot at the target and he hears this command, "Fast!" Then he drops his bow, he lets the string gently go, he removes his arrow from the bow and he puts it back in his quiver. Regardless of what's going on, he has been taught not to try and figure out what's going on whenever he has the arrow and he's about to shoot. He's about to release the arrow. And he has been taught not to try and figure out what's happening. He listens for the command, "Fast," and immediately he hears that command, he releases the arrow from the bow and puts it back safely into his quiver. It's a very interesting term, boys and girls, because as we hear that term, well, we too, as men and women, boys and girls, young people, we too are in danger. And the judge of all the earth calls out to each and every one here today, the judge of all the earth calls out, "Fast!" to you. God demands that you drop the bow, that you remove the arrow from the bow, that you, my dear friend, as an individual, stop trying by yourself to hit the mark. A mark that you cannot hit. You are in grave danger if you're trusting in your own works to hit the mark that God has set. I can remember some years ago being in a leisure center where there was an archery class, and there was a big line of children and young people and mums and dads, and they were all taking part, and the arrows were flying down the leisure center. And then out of the blue, suddenly I heard the term and the command, fast. And immediately, everyone dropped their bows, removed their arrows. It happened to be that particular afternoon that a workman who was working in the leisure center happened to open an emergency door behind all of the targets, and he walked in the middle of the archery class. He walked into the back of the targets when all of the arrows were flying towards the target. Some were hitting, some were missing. And he walked into a line of danger. He could have been killed. And the adjudicator, he spotted him and he shouted fast. And immediately the arrows were removed. The bows were dropped. Dear mums and dads, grannies and grandas, let me address you who are unsaved this afternoon. The judge of all the earth declares to you to drop the bow, to put away the arrow, to look unto Jesus. Let him be the author and the finisher of your faith. Stop trying to hit the mark, because your arrows will always fall short. We are told in Romans 6 and 23, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through. It's through Jesus Christ, through his person. Boys and girls, it's through his work, the work that you were declaring today, through what you have said, what you have sung. It's through the person of Jesus Christ. James chapter 4 and verse 14 declares to us, whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow, for what is your life? What is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then it vanisheth away. Just like that arrow that's shot from the bow, and as it vanishes away, but in a moment, there's a picture of your life. It's a picture of your life. Can I address also the mums and dads, grannies and grandas, today, you who are trusting in the Lord, you who have put your faith and trust in him, you know that you have fallen short, you know that you have missed the mark. An interesting study would be to search out those words called hold fast and stand fast in the Bible. In Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 14, we read there, seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast. Hold fast our profession. Dear Christian friend today, dear young person, are you holding fast your profession? Are you obeying the Bible, the Word of God, what has been spoken from, paraphrased in song and in chorus form today? Are you holding to that profession that you have made? Or, let me ask today, have you made a false profession? Are you holding to something of which there is no substance? Or secretly, you're trying secretly to hit the mark and do something that you will never be able to do. In Galatians chapter 5 and verse 1, we also read there, stand fast. Hold fast your profession, but also stand fast, young people. Stand fast. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Is there some young person today, mummy, daddy, granny, or granda, and you're becoming entangled again in the yoke of bondage in sin? Let us stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free. He is the one that has paid the price. He is the one that has broken the bonds of our sin. Let us not, as Christians, run back to that again and reshackle ourselves. Let us stand fast wherewith Christ hath made us free, because he hath made us free by his own shed blood. Boys and girls, he shed his own precious blood that we would be free, that we would hold fast, and that we would stand fast. So today, as I close, can I say this? As the word sin is declared, that each and every one realize that we have fallen short of the mark. We have fallen short. And as the judge of the universe cries fast, drop the arrow, remove it from your bow, stop trying to do something that you cannot, you never will be able to do. It's only Christ has completed that work. But the question is, in closing today, will you trust in him? Boys and girls, young people, have you trusted in him? The one that has hit the mark. The one that has completed the course. May the Lord bless you all today. And may you find him. If you know not him, may he seek you out. And may you put your faith and trust in him today. May the Lord bless you all. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Lord, for bringing us God's precious word. You know, the Lord Jesus is everything that you and I need. And just to close our service, I'm going to ask Alison and Rochelle and Susanna, Bethany, Lauren and Chloe to come forward now to just bring us I am. You know, the Lord Jesus is everything. He's everyone you need.
Show us.
never change. Let's just bow our heads in prayer, every head bowed. And I trust that you know what it is to trust in him. Lay down your arms of rebellion and all of the works that you're trying to do to make it to heaven. You'll never make it without Jesus, for he is the only way. Heavenly Father, separate us with thy blessing. Keep thy hand upon us for good. Bring each one to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. Grant that each one will know the peace of God through faith and trust in the Savior's redeeming blood. We pray in Jesus' name and glory. Amen. Amen. Do please remember the service this evening. Come and join with us as the boys and girls will minister to us. Once again, we pray that the Lord will indeed use them for his honor.